God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? So these martyrs are alive. They are conscious. Some people teach soul sleep. Not so. They're alive and well, and they're praying. I wished I knew more about all that is happening there. But it's all right. They're encouraging us to go on because they're awaiting their resurrection bodies. Now, here's the point I want to leave with you. I saw under the altar. So just as there's an earthly altar, there's a heavenly altar. Everything that Moses built was already a reality where? In the heavens. Now, the altar is linked with the cross and with the shedding of blood. Come on. And there's another altar, which is called the altar of incense. But this is not the altar of incense. This is the brazen altar. And these are those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, but they're still in the outer court of heaven. That's what I want to show. They're not in the very immediate presence of God. We can't get into the heavenly holy of holies until this mortal puts on immortality and this corruption puts on incorruption. So all who have gone on are blessed. The Lord, I'm sure, comes and visits with them, but they're not staying where the Father and the Son are. That's the highest heaven. But one day, I got to end on this note. One day, the dead in Christ will rise first, and they who are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord will not prevent or precede them that are asleep. And if we confess him before men, what did he promise to do? Confess us before his Father and the holy angels. Now that would mean when the saints are glorified, Jesus will take the saints and present them to the Father into the heavenly holy of holies. What a day that will be to see the Father face to face. For no man can see God at any time, and flesh and blood can enter this realm. But Jesus made the way possible when he granted that repentant thief words of assurance that paradise would be opened unto him. My friend, may God encourage our hearts. If you're sorrowing for your loved ones, I realize we do feel the loss. I feel the loss of my father. But you know, before he passed on, he came to our home. And I was asking the young children at that time about Samson. And I said, can any one of you kids tell me what was the weapon Samson used to defeat the Philistines? And they couldn't tell me. And my father got up and said the answer, the jawbone of a donkey. And I had to smile because he knew about the Lord. He knew my testimony. And he saw the reality of Jesus in my heart. When I took him and my mother home a few years before he passed on, he shocked me with a statement. He said, let us join hands and pray and thank God for bringing us safely. Before I left Guyana, the last time I saw him, he came to me and he said, please take me to the service. Imagine. I hardly had much contact with him since I became a Christian. And he is addressing me and asking me to take him to the service. And I gave a message talking about heaven and about the need to prepare to meet God. That had to be providence because I didn't know that he only had a few months left. So we came home from the service. And, hallelujah. I want to tell you, as an aside, keep on praying for the rain. While I was praying last night, the Spirit brought one of the Psalms to my mind. Thou, O Lord, didst send a plentiful rain when thy inheritance was weary. And it's in one of the Psalms. And I believe that's the Lord trying to tell you, don't give up praying under rain. So get this now. I'm so glad the Spirit of God brings things to our remembrance. When I was there, the whole country was in a drought. And people were crying out for water. And everything was so hot. And we prayed that morning. After we came back from the service, the rain came. My father said to me, isn't the Lord good? Look how we got the rain. I said, yes, Dad. God is good. So I believe the Lord saved him. And you say, how I know? There is a knowing by the Spirit. And when I embraced him before I left, he began to weep. I didn't weep, but I felt a little loneliness. It seemed as if I felt at that moment he didn't have long more to survive. But God got hold of him. And the last thing I heard was before he passed on, one of my song tapes, my mother put it on, and he was listening to some of the songs of the gospel. And my daughter told me, she said, you know what, I was praying about grandfather, and I saw him in heaven, and he was smiling. So God has ways of confirming truth to our hearts. And I don't have to worry about him. I'm concerned about my mother because she has been half and half. But I said, Mom, I want you to know, and I'm saying this for you who have loved ones that are not saved yet. I said, Mom, all our religions are telling us we got to do something to reach God. But even if we tried our best, we can't reach him because he's too holy and we're too sinful. The only way God can help us, Mom, is for him to come and reach us. I mentioned that last night. We never came to him first. He came to us, and that's what you're seeing on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Now, I can't explain it, but all I can tell you is he had to come to reach us, and that is at the cross. And I said, Father, I prayed for her and another relative. I said, open their eyes. I haven't seen the fruit of the answer, but guess what? I am persuaded he's able to keep what I've committed unto him. And I don't care how dark it may seem, God will honor his word, and the prayer of faith, he will honor it. I say that to encourage you. You might not be seeing any movement yet. You might not be seeing any great stirring in your family. Don't give up. Just like the rain, don't give up. Keep on praying. So allow me to tell you finally, Elijah prayed one time, but that was not enough. 5 times, that was not enough. 6 times, no sign of rain. But guess what? The 7th time, the man came back, but with very little to encourage the prophet. What did he say? I see a little cloud in the shape of a man's hand arising out of the sea. That was all Elijah needed. Suppose you had all this drought and you only saw a little cloud in the heavens. Would that tell you anything? Amen. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen? And he said to Ahab, get up and head back home because the rain is coming. I was talking to some of my friends here, and a few of them told me they were praying for rain, and one of them said they heard the falling of the rain. Another said, when I looked out, I thought I saw the rain falling, but it didn't happen. And if it did, maybe just a little that they received. But I felt that was God saying, don't give up. I will send the rain as you keep on being persistent, and I will undertake for you. So this is a message of hope. We serve a God, and we have a high priest who's touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Let's bombard the throne of grace, knowing that God wants to help us in the midst of judgment. I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.